going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
On the hotline is a guy whose Steelers draft analyst does huge analysis, does huge numbers all over social media. We've nicknamed him Operation Shutdown because he's got the same name as a former pirate who quit the team and then went and lived on a boat for a number of years. And that's Derek Bell. If you follow the Steelers on social media platforms, you definitely know who this guy is. He's all over draft prep, both before the draft, leading up to it, and then obviously while the draft is going on, analyzing the players the Steelers take. Derek, if you were in Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin's shoes, would you have done the same exact thing last night and taken Derek Harmon?
I would, yeah. I mean, I know the conversation surrounding the quarterback is an interesting one. And, you know, it's a void that the Steelers have to figure out how they're going to fill, whether that's going to be this year, next year, however. But Harmon, to me, was a super clean evaluation. He was higher for me on my personal big board. So that's the direction that I would have went. I had him ranked 22nd, so literally right on value with where the Steelers were picking.
Where did you have Sanders, just out of curiosity?
Sanders was at 34. So I had a mid second round grade on Shadur, and Harmon was one of the first or one of the top second round grades that I gave out.
Did you have Dart behind Sanders on your big board?
Significantly. yeah.
Give us the strengths and weaknesses of Derek Harmon when you watched his tape, Derek.
Yeah, I think the reason why I was so in alignment with their decision was just because I feel like Harmon is a really easily projectable player. Pretty easy evaluation, honestly. He's got a good frame, 34.5-inch arms, alignment versatility. He can play in a shaded nose all the way out to 5-tech. Good first step to shoot through gaps. He's got a nice club rip move that he uses. I think the value that the Steelers probably coveted the most was just in the run game. Got very good upper body strength. He's got a quality anchor. He can collect blocks, split double teams. I think that his, you know, lock, peak, shed technique, block deconstruction skills was really as good or as clean as anybody on the interior in this class. He plays with the motor. I think that the Steelers typically covet along the defensive line. You guys talked about Cam Hayward. That's something that he's done here for several years now. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like, you know, with Harmon, the length, the, you know, hand usage, and just all the things that he's going to be able to do. And he's somebody that can contribute really from day one.
Derek, we always get people when we kind of roll our eyes who immediately try to comp the player to a current Steeler. And in this case, they go immediately and say, well, he just reminds me so much of Cam Hayward. You crunch a ton of film. You've got your own YouTube channel doing that. So give me, it doesn't even have to be a Steeler. Just give me a current NFL player that he does remind you of stylistically.
Yeah, I'm not a big comp guy, to be honest. I understand like why it's helpful for a lot of people. One of the comps I did see that I thought made a decent amount of sense was Daquan Jones. He's a guy who's played and had a lot of success throughout the league, has started for a really long time. I know a lot of fans kind of compare his length to Stephon Tuitt. There are some similarities between the two players. I wouldn't necessarily say it's one-to-one. definitely wouldn't use the Cam Hayward comparison, though, just because I'm often extremely cautious about comparing guys to, you know, really franchise legends in Cam's case. But I do.
Oh, so you wouldn't have pulled a Lewis Riddick and said Ashton Jeanty was Emmitt Smith, but much better last night? Derek,
yeah,
you wouldn't have done
that? I'm going to let Luke cook with that one. I'll stay away from that comp. Right. That's one of the reasons why I don't like it.
What is the skill set or the part of his skill set, Harmon's skill set, that you think will most easily and directly, like we'll see this pop immediately, translate to NFL fields? It's NFL ready right now as opposed to being something that's going to have to be coached up or worked on at this level.
I just think it's the length, man. He's got really long arms. He's got heavy hands. I just think it gives him the ability to, you know, make first significant contact off the ball. The hand placement against the run is really good. And like I said, him being able to lock guys out with his length, peek in the backfield, you know, shed guys aside, I think he does a really good job keeping his eyes on the ball carrier through the block deconstruction phase. So, and I just think the motor, too. I mean, this guy is really disruptive. He gets up the field, gets in the backfield, causes chaos in that regard. So, like I said, I think he's a pretty easily translatable player to the next level, and I think he's got the potential to be a good pro.
Derek, before we let you run, if you had to advise the Steelers on taking a quarterback in this draft between now and the end of the draft, who would the player be and where would you take him?
It's kind of tough because they only have one pick right now at 83. You know, if Milrow was on the board around that time, I would definitely think about that. He's a guy who finished with a late second-round grade. I think there's a lot of potential there just with his arm, the way he can run the football. Definitely a project in other areas, especially in terms of accuracy. I anticipate the Steelers are probably going to be pretty interested in Will Howard in that third, fourth-round range. It really just depends on if they're able to acquire another day two pick at some point over the next, you know, 12 hours or so. But we'll see.
All right, Derek Bell. We call him Operation Shutdown here. Check him out on Twitter, on YouTube. Great film work on the Steelers and all their draft prospects, and they'll have the latest on all the guys they pick between now and Saturday night. Thank you, Derek. We'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.